Every boy would find what I found in your arms. Ooh. Everybody loves somebody sometime.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We are continuing with a very special guest, Dr. Sears, Dr. Bob Sears, who's a renowned pediatrician, author of the vaccine book and the portable pediatrician. Dr. Sears, I actually have a call. We don't take calls on this show very often, but I have a call from Arthur Wiesenberger, who is the publisher of the My Home newspaper and a radio host on my home station. Hello, hi. Arthur.
Hey, hi, Bruce. I'm really finding Dr. Sears' segment fascinating. Having been a dad of a colicky baby, I suffered through the same things that many parents have, of sleepless nights. But I heard that there was a connection with colic, with the possibility that the baby is having a sense of falling. Is that true,
Dr. Sears?
Yeah, you know, I hadn't heard that exact theory, but it does fit in with the general theory that in some babies with colic, just their brains are immature; they can't really sense their position. You know, whether they're upright or flat, and so motion tends to soothe their brain. Just motion, moving around, bouncing up and down, taking a car ride, you know, giving the baby lots of different motions will kind of soothe the part of the brain that's immature. And that fits in a little bit with what you're suggesting about the baby's having a sensation of falling. But I think that's a minority of kids with colic. I think primarily colic is a digestive issue.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Our solution was to take the baby out into the cold night air and rock him in our arms and talk to him and let him breathe the cold air, and that seemed to help a little bit.
Yes, I do see a change in temperature or climate for the baby. Sort of shocks them into settling down because now they have this new sensation to experience being outside, and that does help sometimes.
You know what we should have done, Arthur, that we hadn't, probably both of us didn't think of at the time? Given that you and I are skiers, we should have gotten one of those baby carry things and just taken them skiing with us.
Great idea, Bruce.
My baby would have screamed all the way down the slope.
Yeah, but at least you'd be having some fun.
Right.
All right, Arthur, thank you for calling in. It's a pleasure.
Great show. Thank you.
Okay, Dr. Sears. Wow, this is so interesting. But I want to ask you some other questions since I have the pleasure of your company on my show.
Yeah.
The ongoing debate of breast milk versus formula, what do you have to say about that?
Well, Bruce, I don't think there's really any debate. I mean, I don't think anyone has ever claimed that formula even comes close to breast milk. Pretty much all health professionals agree that breast milk is always going to be the best thing for babies. You know, some people might try to claim that formula is just about as good, but I wouldn't even give it that much of a benefit of the doubt. I think, you know, formula is okay, but really it's really just, it's missing so many key ingredients.
So does that explain my mental deficiency since I was raised on formula?
You know, yeah, think of how much smarter you would have been, Bruce.
Boy, I could have used a few extra IQ points for sure. What if, though, you know, actually, I did not realize it was kind of a closed issue. I really did think there was some discussion about it, the value. But what about when the mother's diet includes, say, regular alcohol content? You know, like in Europe, they don't have much concern. My first wife spent a lot of time in France, and so she did drink a little wine during both pregnancies. And she said, you know, every mom she saw, every pregnant woman she saw, ingested the same amount of alcohol that they did prior to pregnancy, and probably if they did breastfeed during breastfeeding. What do you say about, you know, how the diet may affect the breast milk?
Well, yeah, I mean, you definitely want to be a responsible, you know, a breastfeeding mother. I encourage moms to drink or to eat organically when they're breastfeeding and during pregnancy as well. And you do want to be careful how much alcohol you consume. We used to think that it was okay for babies to get some alcohol through the breast milk, but there was some research a few years ago, I forget the details, but it really kind of opened our eyes to realizing that it's possible. Alcohol affects babies more than we thought it did.
Even a little bit? Like even a
yeah.
little? Really?
even the little bits, little amounts in breast milk. And so we really encourage moms, you can drink some, while you're breastfeeding, but we encourage you to time it so that if, we almost would tell moms to nurse while you're drinking the glass of wine because it's not going to be in the breast milk yet.
Wow.
And then the baby's full, the baby's full of nice, alcohol-free breast milk for a couple hours. And then, the wine goes through your system. And as soon as you don't feel it in you anymore, it's probably cleared out of your breast milk again. And the baby, the baby's good to go.
Wow. That is so fascinating. Wonderful information. Okay, now I want to ask you, staying on the diet theme, I have recently started a vegan diet.
Okay.
For a variety of reasons. And I'm not sure it's something I'm going to stick with or not, but it's just kind of, I'm playing around with it a little bit.
Are you missing an In-N-Out burger, Bruce?
I'm actually, the only thing I really miss is pizza, real pizza.
Okay, right.
For some reason, I haven't had a hard time with giving up all the proteins of meat and chicken and fish.
Yeah.
But I'm missing the dairy stuff. How much is a vegan diet, in your opinion, healthy for kids, period? And what is your thought about, vegetarianism and all that as far as, our kids and, for that matter, adults?
Well, yeah, I think it is okay, Bruce, as long as you're, eating adequately. If you're going to go vegetarian, I think the only, not vegan, but just plain vegetarian, the only worry you have to pay attention to is making sure you get enough B vitamins, and there tends to not be a lot of the B vitamins in vegetables, and so to cover the kids, we usually have the parents put the kids on a B complex vitamin supplement for vegetarian. If you're going to go, as strict as vegan and then really take out all the dairy products, you want to make sure the kids are getting enough calcium. So you might want to be on a calcium supplement or make sure you're really getting a lot of green. Am I remembering correctly, Bruce? That green, yes, there's some calcium in some of the green.
I'm still learning. What about, the big thing I'm hearing about is quinoa, which I finally have learned how to pronounce after calling it.
Quinoa.
Yeah, quinoa. Yeah. My wife corrected me about 400 times. I finally got it. But between quinoa and tofu, are these the miracle foods that are being talked about?
Well, no one food is going to be a miracle food. I mean, I think, quinoa is good. It's a healthy grain. It's got some good sources of the omega-3 fats. It is a good source. I think you want to eat a variety of grains. I think you don't want to, put all your money in one primary grain. So eating just a good variety of organic grains.
Now, what about protein powders? Are they real? Are they really giving you protein?
Well, they are, but, nothing's ever going to be as good for you as just the plain food. Good protein sources and foods, nuts, fish, eggs, if you're going to be an egg eater, legumes, lentils. If you're not vegetarian, then certainly organic meats, chickens, grass-fed organic beef.
Why are you emphasizing organic so much? I mean, does it really make that much difference?
I think it does. I think it does, Bruce. There's we're seeing so much, so many more learning and developmental disorders in kids these days than we were back when your child was born, and we're really linking it to environmental toxicity, what we're doing to our environment, and foods are just part of that. So I do think going organic is worth the cost and the effort.
Well, it's very, very good to know. This has been a really illuminating couple segments. I really, really appreciate you joining us. Before we say goodbye, please let my listeners know anything you'd like to share, number one, and where and how they can find you and read your material.
Well, people can ask me questions on Facebook. I answer all kinds of questions on various Facebook pages. There's the Coleef Infant Drops Facebook page.
That's Coleef.
Yeah, Coleef Infant Drops. I also have my Dr. Bob Sears Facebook page. There's if you're on Twitter, we have a hashtag Tummy Tuesday, where every Tuesday I'll go on and you can tweet, ask me questions, or go to the Facebook page, certainly, and ask me questions.
Okay, terrific. Listen, I'd love you to be, if you're Twitter friendly, I would love you to be a guest on my Dad Chat tweet party, which is every Thursday evening sometimes. So we should talk about that. It's really kind of fun, and you'll reach a whole community all across the country, and for that matter, the world, that participate every week.
Okay, yeah,
Dr. Sears, have a safe trip home, and thank you so much for joining the show. It's been absolutely fascinating and invaluable, I'm sure, to me and my listeners.
All right, thanks a lot, Bruce.
All right, we will be back with some closing remarks from me after these messages.
Latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.